Hello and welcome. This is itrustgodonly.com, and the title is Made a List of Our Iniquities and Resentments. When we did something wrong to someone, did we do it intentionally or did we do it out of ignorance? Sometimes we aim to harm people, and some of the reasons we do this is for personal gain, that we don't like the individual, or just because we like to stir things up between others. Gossip is a sure way to hurt others, and sometimes it even backfires on us. I'm sure if you think about it, you could come up with even more reasons. Well, guess what? We need to think about it, and think deeply about it. It's just when you think it couldn't get any harder, this walk with the Lord is about to. Making a confession was hard enough, but now it's time to make a list of the people that you had harmed. You know, the ones you have a resentment towards, the ones you talked about behind their backs, and so on and so forth. Make a list of these people, whether they know what you did to them or not, even the ones that are deceased. Also, your employer. And if you have a business, your customers as well. You will know the wrongs you did by your conscience. Ask Jesus to help you. He will show you. We need to be willing to make amends to all the people we had harmed. Pride again reigns here. The wrongs we did out of pride. One example is our workplace. We think that they owe us. So we take advantage of our workplace whenever we can or need to. I'm sure if you think about it, you will begin to recall a lot of times you took advantage of your employers. You may think that as long as nobody sees it or knows it, you got away with it. This is so untrue because it is recorded in your conscience, and it will be exposed now or later. And this goes for all your wrongs. In Romans 14, verse 12, it is to God, therefore, that each of us must give an account of himself. And this goes for all your wrongs. I'm sure that as you are listening to this, your mind was opening up to you things you did wrong to others. You need to get rid of these things. We need to be completely cleansed. Making a list of wrongs we did to others, and also a list of wrongs others did to us, makes us aware and more knowledgeable of what to do to avoid situations that cause a resentment to form. And not just a resentment, but things that would disrupt our lives as well as others. Take for instance when someone hurts your pride, which is basically what they're doing, you tend to have all kinds of bad thoughts about them, and sometimes to the point where you will try to get even with them. Well, what do you think you are doing to others when you are the one hurting their pride? You become the stumbling block in their life. Romans 14, verse 13. Far from passing judgment on each other, therefore, you should make up your mind never to be the cause of your brother tripping or falling. This is such an important scripture. We need to be so grateful to have the opportunity to be able to see the things that have kept us walking in the darkness. Not only will you be able to repave the road that was full of potholes, but you won't cause these potholes in the roads others are traveling as well. This is where you will learn to love your brothers and sisters instead of hating them. So make a list, both of the things you did wrong to others, and a list of things others did to you. Thank you, and God bless you.